Ahora toma tu lugar.
And let us take ours.
Permite tomarle el nuestro.
At your feet.
A tus pies.
Where we belong, Lord.
Donde pertenecemos.
You be exalted.
Tú seas exaltado.
And your name glorified.
Y tu nombre glorificado.
Father, we ask.
Padre, pedimos.
This morning, would you speak to us?
Esta mañana podrías hablarnos.
And speaking. We believe you'll deal with us.
Creemos que tú tratarás con nosotros.
Correct us.
Nos corregirás.
Change us.
Nos cambiarás.
Help us.
Ayudarás.
Even in, as according to your intercessory nature.
Incluso de acuerdo a tu naturaleza intercesora.
All that we have need of is in you.
Todo lo que tenemos necesidad es de ti.
And even in your word.
E incluso en tu palabra.
And in there.
Y ahí.
Lies our rapturing faith.
Ahí es donde descansa nuestra fe.
So all things for us to come to you.
Todas las cosas descansan y vienen a ti.
To be changed.
Para ser cambiado.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
En un momento, en un abrir y cerrar de ojos.
Lies right before us.
Descansa justo enfrente
so
nuestro.
So open our eyes.
Así que abre nuestros ojos.
And let us partake of that.
Y permítenos ser parte de ello.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias, Padre.
For you are the provider.
Porque tú eres el proveedor.
Of everything we have need of.
De todo lo que tenemos necesidad.
Now we come to you.
Ahora venimos a ti.
Under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bajo la sangre de tu Hijo, nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
We, now we count on your presence with us.
Ahora contamos con tu presencia, sea con nosotros.
Help us, Lord.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
God bless you. May be seated. How's everybody doing?
¿Cómo está todo el mundo?
All is well, right?
Todo está bien, ¿verdad?
Nice to hear positive testimonies.
Qué bueno escuchar pensamientos positivos.
I love that. And
amo eso.
Would love to hear more of them all the time.
Amo escuchar más de ello todo el tiempo.
A people for his name, that's what we've been talking about.
Un pueblo para su nombre, eso hemos estado hablando.
From Acts chapter 15.
De Hechos capítulo 15.
And that's you.
Y ese es tú.
You are a person for called out for the glory of his name.
Tú eres una persona llamada para la gloria de su nombre.
So if he's called you to be a people, a person for his name.
Entonces si te ha llamado para que seas una persona para su nombre.
His word working in you.
Su palabra orando.
Will be changing you.
Te cambiará.
to the Word of God,
a la palabra de Dios,
manifested,
manifiesta,
fulfilled,
cumplida,
completely in you, and that will be for His glory.
Y entonces será para su
even as we have seen many times in Ephesians, the first chapter,
incluso como hemos visto muchas veces en Efesio, capítulo,
that we should be to His praise,
que seremos su okay, alabanza,
who first trusted in Christ.
Los que confiamos en Cristo.
So, more than any words that we can say,
entonces, más de cualquier palabra que podamos decir,
and more than anything we can do,
y más de lo que podamos hacer,
more than any wonderful praise we can offer up to Him,
y más que alguna hermosa alabanza que podemos ofrecerle,
the thing that will give Him the highest praise,
la cosa que le dará la mayor alabanza,
and for sure the praise that means most to Him,
y por de hecho, que es la que más importa para él,
is that you are the work of His hands.
Es que tú seas la obra de sus manos.
Okay.
Bien.
You are the planting of the Lord.
Tú eres la planta del Señor.
The work of His hands.
La obra de sus manos.
That He might be glorified.
Para que él sea glorificado.
So, every week,
entonces, cada semana,
I'm waiting on Him.
Estoy esperando en él.
So, a couple of weeks ago,
entonces, un par de semanas atrás,
as I was going to finish the message we started to people for His name,
mientras estaba por terminar el mensaje de un pueblo para su nombre,
so all of a sudden He gave me some scriptures and I thought I'll just entitle this opening scriptures.
De repente Él me dio un nombre para algunas escrituras y dije esto se titulará para
okay. And never got to them.
Y nunca llegué a ello.
So this week, I was waiting on the opening scriptures for the finishing of the people for His name.
Estaba esperando para las escrituras de apertura para terminar.
So He did it again. He says, "Okay, got something new. This has to precede this, so that can precede that. That
entonces,
all flow together." So now I have opening thoughts on opening scriptures to finish.
Lo unió. So ahora entonces tengo pensamientos de apertura para
la
gente para su nombre.
All right, mystery.
Mystery.
Open your Bibles and let's take this for a text this morning, Philippians chapter 2.
Y vayamos a Filipenses 2.
Okay.
Bien.
Mystery. There's so many mysteries.
Es un misterio, hay muchos misterios.
Okay.
Muy bien.
So many times,
muchas veces,
in so many places,
in
so many sermons,
muchos sermones,
we have spoken on, heard sermons on Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus.
Hemos hablado y escuchado acerca del mensaje de Filipenses 2, que permita que esta pensamiento sea.
But they never go on to say what is that mind.
Pero nunca nos adentramos a lo que quiere decir eso.
They say, they just leave it at to be equal, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Simplemente lo dejan ahí, que sea igual a Dios.
Okay. And he didn't think it was robbery to be equal with God. I'm just talking. Jesus didn't think it was robbery to be equal with God.
Jesús no pensó de que fuera como algo.
So what he was saying there, I'm not taking anything away from God.
Lo que él está diciendo es que no estoy tomando nada.
Okay, to say that I am equal with Him, He's still exactly what He is. And when I say I'm equal with Him,
y cuando él dice que yo soy igual con él,
doesn't distract from His glory.
No distrae de su gloria.
Okay, and He is not less exalted.
Y él no es menos exaltado.
So that has a place for me and you for what He's bringing us to. You with me?
Eso tiene un lugar para ti y para mí donde
okay.
Él está trayendo.
So let's start there. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
Entonces empecemos. Permite que esta mente sea en ti y en mí como fue en Cristo Jesús.
Who being in the form of God,
quien siendo en forma de Dios,
thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Verso 6.
Okay.
El cual siendo en forma de Dios no estimó el cual ser igual a Dios.
Okay, verse 7, but made himself of no reputation.
Como cosa a que aferrarse, sino que se despojó a sí mismo tomando.
And took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
tomando forma de siervo, hecho semejante a los hombres.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
Y estando en la condición de hombre, se humilló a sí mismo.
And became obedient unto death.
Y haciéndose obediente hasta la muerte.
Even the death of the cross.
Y muerte de cruz.
Wherefore?
¿A dónde?
Okay. Why is wherefore therefore?
Porque y está ahí.
There's a reason.
Hay una razón.
Wherefore? Okay, number verse 9.
Verso 9, por lo
okay,
cual,
God hath highly exalted him and given him a name,
Dios también le exaltó,
which is above every name.
Hasta lo sumo y le dio un nombre que
and
es
because he has that name, he has a position.
Y por causa de que tiene ese nombre, él tiene una
so that position goes with the name, and nothing is above it.
Entonces esa posición tiene un nombre y nada va más allá de ello.
What is higher than God?
¿Qué es más que Dios?
And his son.
¿Y su hijo?
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow.
Que al nombre de Jesús toda rodilla se
doble. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
De los que están en los cielos, en la tierra y debajo de la tierra.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Y que toda lengua confiese que Jesucristo es el Señor para la gloria del Dios Padre.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
Now, here's some mystery. There's many mysteries, but one. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. He needs his phone. Oh. Well, hi, everybody. You all doing good? What did the Lord do for you this week? Did you see Him moving every day? He's with us, huh? See, did you mention His name this week? And did you know that every time you mention His name, it brings Him near? And there's proof of that. We think about it all the time. Wherever two are gathered in My name, what happens? There I am. So He says, whatever you do in word or in deed, whatever you do, do it in the name of Jesus. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Behold, I am with you always, right? Forever, to the ends of the earth. Nothing to fear then, is there? So in this day, I've just been thinking about this. I'm going to throw this out while I'm waiting. Have you noticed the dark is getting darker? Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness. Mm-hmm. And aren't you seeing gross darkness? The darkness is gross. It's disgusting. And it has to be that way. Isaiah 61 is... No, 60. Yep. But what? The glory of the Lord is risen where? Upon His children. And His glory shall be seen upon you, and that's exactly what's happening. So as the dark is getting darker, the light is getting lighter. And the only way the light can get lighter is there's more of Him and less of us, right? All right. There's my guy. Okay. Philippians 2. Mystery.
Filipenses 2, misterio.
Verse 9.
Verso 9.
Why is wherefore therefore?
¿Por qué está allí por lo cual? Por esto.
Why did he say because?
Porque él dijo.
In other words, it's almost like a because. Verse 9, verse wherefore. Because of this, wherefore.
En otras palabras, está queriendo decir por qué.
Okay. So he made himself of no reputation.
Él se hizo a sí mismo de no reputación.
Okay, he took on the form of a servant.
Él tomó la forma de un siervo.
Found in a fashion as a man beneath himself.
Tomó la forma de un hombre más bajo, por debajo de él.
He humbled himself.
Se humilló a sí mismo.
And became obedient unto death.
Y vino a ser obediente hasta la muerte.
Where's the type of this?
¿Dónde está el tipo de esto?
Okay, now.
Pues ahora,
did God give him his name right there?
¿Acaso Dios le dio su nombre ahí?
Wherefore, verse 9, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name.
Por lo tanto,
because of this.
Dios también le exaltó y le dio un nombre por causa de esto.
He didn't give him his name there.
Él no le dio su nombre ahí.
Luke 1. 31. The angel came to Mary and says, thou shalt call his name Jesus. So why does it say here, wherefore? Lucas, because of these things, God hath highly exalted him.
Entonces, ¿por qué, el ángel le dijo a María que le
Jesús? What does this remind you of? Abraham.
¿A qué te recuerda esto, Abraham?
Genesis 22.
Genesis 22.
Grace covenant.
El pacto de gracia.
You have nothing into this.
No tienes nada.
I'm
esto.
Doing it.
Yo lo estoy haciendo.
Right?
Bien.
I'm doing it.
Yo lo estoy
okay,
haciendo.
But he had to be tested.
Pero él tenía que ser
so probado. There's something going on that shows us something critical here. When we come into human flesh,
algo crítico que dice cuando venimos a la
okay.
carne humana,
your something happens.
Algo pasa.
Because when a brother Branham is looking only at the soul,
porque cuando el hermano Branham está viendo únicamente,
he can say the truth of election.
Él está puede decir la verdad de elección.
Things like you always was.
Cosas que como tú siempre fuiste.
You always was saved.
Tú siempre fuiste salvo.
But looking at the total human being in flesh,
viendo al total hombre humano en carne,
you learn obedience by the things that you suffer.
Aprendes obediencia por las cosas que sufres.
You need to be matured.
Necesitas estar madurado.
You need to lay in the presence of the sun.
Necesitas estar en la presencia
del sol. You need to ripen.
Necesitas madurar.
You're too green.
Y por,
you need
verde.
To bathe down, get cleansed.
Necesitas ser bañado y limpiado.
So all of these things are together.
Entonces, todas estas cosas están juntas.
And it reminds me of what was Abigail
me recuerda,
said to David.
Lo que Abigail le dijo,
I see that your life is you are wrapped in a bundle of life with your God.
Estás envuelto en un atadura con tu Dios.
So here's this bundle of life.
Entonces está esta atadura de
and
vida.
We got the eternal part.
Y tenemos la parte eterna.
And we got the temporal part.
Y tenemos la parte temporal.
And the temporal part, as we've said before, gives us lots of trouble.
Y la parte temporal es la que nos da muchos problemas.
But that part has to be overcome.
Pero esa parte tiene que ser vencida.
And that part has to be proven.
Y esa parte tiene que ser probada.
Okay.
Bien.
So that the soul can be exalted.
Para que el alma sea exaltada.
And be in control.
Y esté en control.
David and Goliath.
David
slay Goliath. The giant. Slay the, kill the giant.
Mató a, decapitó al gigante.
Okay.
Bien.
With me? Interesting, isn't it?
Es interesante.
So, even though he had was given the name before his birth,
entonces, aunque le haya dado su nombre antes de su nacimiento,
he says, therefore, because he did these things,
él dice, por
God
causa,
highly exalted him.
A causa de que tú hiciste esas cosas, te exalto a lo sumo.
And gave him a name.
Y le dio un nombre.
The highest name that could be given to anybody.
El nombre más alto que le puede haberse dado a alguien.
The only name every other son bows down to.
El
right?
único nombre donde cualquier otro hijo se puede
inclinar. We're all sons. He's the firstborn of many brethren.
Él es el primogénito de muchos hermanos.
But I don't bow down before any other but him.
Pero no me inclino delante de cualquier otro, solo de él.
So, isn't that interesting? There's that Genesis 22 mystery.
Entonces, ¿nos es interesante Genesis?
Because you have done this,
este misterio,
I will give these promises, and your seed shall possess the gates of the enemy.
Por causa que has hecho esto, tú poseerás las and, puertas de los enemigos.
And here's the land.
Y aquí está la tierra.
And go take it.
Ve, toma.
Even though it was a grace covenant.
Aunque haya sido un pacto de gracia.
So you have to take both parts, right?
Entonces, tiene que tomar ambas partes.
Okay.
Muy bien.
The thought.
El pensamiento.
Manifold blessings in the name of the Lord.
Las múltiples bendiciones en el nombre de
okay, that's what we've been talking about.
Eso es de lo que
and
hemos estado
talking
hablando.
About a people called for his name's
yo,
sake.
Llamado para su nombre.
So, last several days as I've praying, he reminded me of something.
Mientras estaba orando, él vino y me recordó.
And my focus,
y mi enfoque,
and hence our focus here,
y nuestro enfoque aquí,
has been on the mystery and wonders of what that name does for us.
Ha sido en el misterio de las maravillas lo que ese nombre hace.
To us.
Para nosotros.
In us.
en nosotros.
And those things are incredible.
Y esas cosas son increíbles.
Going back.
Yendo más atrás.
To what our prophet brought to the bride of Jesus Christ.
A lo que el profeta nos trajo a la novia de Jesucristo.
Okay, you must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, tú debes ser bautizado en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
There is no other name given among men whereby men must be saved.
No hay otro nombre dado al hombre donde pueda ser salvo.
So, when I was praying in these, the Lord spoke to my heart.
Entonces, cuando estaba orando, el Señor
and he
corazón,
said to me, he says, well,
y me dijo,
you've been concentrating on what my name does for you.
Bueno, has estado concentrado en lo que mi nombre hace por ti.
But what do you think my name means to me?
Pero, ¿qué crees que mi nombre significa para mí?
And I thought, oh, I'm so sorry, Father.
Oh, lo siento mucho, Padre.
And I feel... I felt like I had missed something.
Y sentí como que se me había escapado algo.
First of all, something that was extremely important to him.
Primeramente, algo que era extremadamente importante para él.
And secondly, something that he wanted us to see and understand.
Y segunda, que algo que él quería que nosotros miráramos y entendiéramos.
But then I was reminded right away.
Pero luego fui recordado
of Dale Carnegie course. In sales that I took many decades ago.
El curso de Dale Carnegie que tomé de ventas hace muchos años atrás.
And what they drilled into our heads every meeting we had.
Y lo que ellos siempre pusieron en nuestras mentes en cada encuentro.
Is that a person's most prized possession.
Es que la posesión más preciada de una persona.
Is his name.
Es su nombre.
Isn't that interesting?
¿No es interesante?
Have you ever been around a salesperson?
¿Has estado cerca de una persona
that drives you crazy?
¿No te vuelve loco?
Now, Lenore.
Ahora, Lenore.
How are you doing, Lenore?
¿Cómo estás?
Well, Lenore, and they'll use your name till it makes you want to throw up.
Bueno,
right?
Lenore.
And when I hear that, I said, just back off, would you?
Entonces,
yeah, and I'll go and buy from somebody else that isn't trying to use me and my name to do something for him.
Entonces, tal vez le ofrece, voy a probar a alguien más que no me use a mí para comprar algo.
So, question for you. How do you think that makes the Lord feel when people use his name
¿cómo crees
to get what they want?
Que se siente el Señor,
it's repulsive to us, right? Yeah.
Cuando alguien usa su nombre para conseguir lo que quiere, es impulsivo para nosotros.
So, if we feel that way, don't you think he feels that way?
Entonces, si nos sentimos de esa manera, ¿no crees que se siente él de esa manera?
But also, there's something. Why does your name mean so much to you?
¿Por qué su nombre significa tanto?
Well, if you sat down and analyzed it, you'd say, well, it really doesn't, but.
Bueno, si se siente y analiza realmente, no lo es.
If I just call out and say, hey, you.
Pero si yo vengo y digo, hey, tú.
It sort of doesn't mean anything. But I say, hi, brother Alfred.
No significa nada, pero si digo, hola, hermano Alfred.
Okay, then there's a connection.
Muy bien, entonces hay una.
And there's a response.
Y hay una respuesta.
And it does mean something even subconsciously to us.
Y no significa algo incluso.
Okay. So if that is something inherent in us that is reflecting something that's in our Heavenly Father.
Si hay algo heredado que se refleje en nosotros de parte de nuestro Padre Celestial.
Then there's something also in him, right?
Entonces, también hay algo en él.
Are you with me on this so far? Okay. All right, so if this is handed down to us perhaps as a trait from our Father, then how much more him? How much more does his name mean to him?
¿Cuánto, si esto significa para nosotros, cuánto más significará para él?
Okay, so then scriptures started coming to me. Let's go to, get your Bibles out, and I want you to understand.
Y quiero que entiendan, las escrituras empiezan a brotar en
these are, when I bring you scriptures, they are not ever intended to be exhaustive. But I'm laying things out. You got Bibles, you got studies. Take them, get into your word, right? You should be in there every day. So Exodus 3, where we've been so many times, verse 14 and 15. Okay. Yeah. And God said unto Moses,
y Dios dijo a Moisés,
I am that I am.
Yo soy el que soy.
And he said, say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
Así dirás a los hijos de Israel, yo soy, me envió a vosotros.
And God moreover said unto Moses,
y además dijo Dios a Moisés,
thou shalt say unto the children of Israel,
así dirás a los hijos de Israel,
the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that is always his name. Okay?
Mayúscula S-E-N-O-R, ese es su nombre.
Y-H-W-H.
Y-H-W-H.
Okay, mysterious name.
Okay, un nombre misterioso.
Name that cannot be uttered.
Nombre que no puede ser pronunciado.
To this day.
Hasta este día.
A true.
El verdadero.
Okay.
Bien.
Conservative Jew
para los,
will never mention that name.
Los judíos conservadores nunca mencionan.
Because out of respect for the Most High, they say to bring, to utter that name would bring his presence and no man could live.
Mencionar ese nombre para ellos es atraer su presencia y ningún hombre puede vivir.
Now that's how real the uttering that name and bringing that presence.
Y así es cuán real pronunciar ese nombre es traer su presencia.
So what does the devil do?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que hace el diablo?
Looking at the cursing and swearing and using God's name in cursing.
Malas palabras.
You think what of that does?
Pronunciar el nombre de Dios.
Do you think they're not going to be recorded? And do you think they're not going to have to answer for that before the judgment throne?
Que eso no será grabado y no tendrán que dar respuesta por ante el trono.
So in a name that is highly exalted by God.
Entonces ese nombre que fue
exaltado. Given above every name and people curse and swear with it.
Exaltado a lo sumo.
They will be cursed.
La gente.
Do you realize that?
Dice malas palabras y con ese nombre, ¿tú crees que ellos no darán cuenta de ello?
Okay, back to verse, 15 now. And the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you.
El Dios de vuestros padres, el Dios de Abraham, Isaac y de Jacob me ha enviado a vosotros.
This is my name.
Este es mi nombre.
How long?
¿Por cuánto?
And look at this phrase.
Para siempre.
This is my memorial.
Y mira esta frase.
Okay, my memorial.
Me recordará.
Okay, by this you remember it was me.
Mi memorial, me recordarán que fui yo.
For unto what?
¿Por cuánto?
How many generations?
¿Cuántas generaciones?
Are we still a generation?
¿Somos acá todavía una
generación? Then it's still a memorial to us.
Sí, todavía somos un memorial para
ellos. So I'm going to ask you, what in the world, what do men do?
Entonces preguntaré, ¿qué hacen?
Okay, they have so many years on earth.
Tienen muchos años en la tierra.
And it's very important to men of stature to have their name remembered.
Y es muy importante para la estatura.
Right or wrong. Okay? This is the Kennedy Center. This is the Rockefeller Center. This is the, right?
Kennedy,
Obama Library. My name they want eternalized somehow. It's very important to them, isn't it?
Mi nombre que sea eternalizado es muy importante.
Have you ever heard of a Rhodes Scholar? Where did that name come from? Yeah, man in England from Cambridge, wasn't it?
The Rhodes Scholar?
Cambridge.
Es una hermana inglesa.
I just looked it up because I didn't know. I think. Well, you know, at this age, I might. Okay, so if men, they love to see their name memorialized, don't they?
Entonces, al hombre quiere ver siempre su nombre memorializado.
Okay, so how much more our God?
Entonces,
and he says, this is my memorial unto
memorial
all generations.
Para todas las generaciones.
And then that is spoken of also Psalm 113, 135. Would you go there?
También hablado en Salmos 135.
Okay, so I hope we're understanding today when Brother Branham says how critical it is to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is his name, this is his memorial. It's so important, and he says when you baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, he says those... Excuse me, go ahead.
Espero que ustedes consideren cuán importante es cuando el hermano Branham dice bautizar en el nombre de Jesús, no en los nombres de Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo.
What happens in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost?
¿Qué pasa en el nombre de Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo?
Devils travel in that name.
Los demonios viajan en ese nombre.
Yeah. Sí. So you say, oh, some people might say it doesn't make any difference.
Y dirás que alguna gente dirá, no hace ninguna diferencia.
And how many times have you heard the prophet say it does make a difference?
¿Cuántas veces has escuchado ser el profeta? Sí, hace una diferencia.
But man has perverted that.
Pero el hombre lo ha pervertido.
Okay, Psalm 135, let's go to verse 13.
Salmos 135, vamos al...
The name of God.
135.
Thy name, O Lord.
Tu nombre, oh Señor,
calling him by name,
llamándole por su nombre,
endures how long?
Perdura por
okay,
cuanto?
And then what's the next? Siempre. And thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. 135:13.
Tu memoria, oh Jehová, de generación en generación.
Okay. Now there's several translations of this. They're really good. Here are some of them.
Muchas traducciones.
Or just one of them. Your name, O Lord, endures forever.
Tu nombre, oh Señor, perdura para siempre.
Okay, and it says your fame.
Y dice, tu fama.
Thy memorial, or another interpretation of that Hebrew word is your renown.
Tu memorial, otra interpretación dice,
O Lord, nombre. Throughout all generations.
Perdurará por todas las, oh Señor, por todas las generaciones.
So his works, the things that he does, are always his name glorified.
Entonces sus obras,
right?
Que él hace,
and to him is critical that his name be exalted.
Y para él es crítico que su nombre sea.
And every time something wonderful happens by the Lord, that brings glory to his name.
Y cuando algo pasa, eso le trae gloria a su nombre.
Okay, let's go back to Exodus.
Vamos de vuelta,
this time to chapter 9.
Capítulo 9.
And this time,
y esta vez,
we're looking at God sending the plagues down.
Estamos viendo,
and we're starting at verse 13.
A Dios enviando las plagas, empecemos en el verso 13.
Okay. Okay. And the Lord said unto Moses.
Entonces Jehová dijo a Moisés.
Okay. Again, calling him by name, L-O-R-D, capitalized.
Llamándole por el nombre S-N-O-R.
Okay. Rise up early in the morning.
Levántate de mañana.
And stand before Pharaoh.
Y ponte delante de Faraón.
And say unto him.
Y dile.
Okay. Isn't it interesting? Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews.
Así dice el Señor, el Dios de los Hebreos.
Now he's saying there, thus saith Y-H-W-H.
Así dice el HWH.
Thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ.
Así dice el Señor.
And he's calling him by name.
Y les está llamando,
and he said, he is the God of the Hebrews.
Y está diciendo que él es el Dios de los Hebreos.
Okay, and have you noticed in modern thought?
¿Y han notado en los pensamientos modernos?
Even nominal Christianity.
Incluso en la cristiana.
They never address him by name.
Nunca lo citan por
nombre. It's always, oh, I pray to God.
Siempre, oh, siempre oro a Dios.
They don't know what his name is.
Ellos no saben cuál es su nombre.
Oh God.
Oh Dios.
Oh God, help me.
Oh Dios, ayúdame.
Okay.
Bien.
Isn't that interesting?
¿Es eso interesante?
They don't call him by name.
Ellos
but
no.
All through the scripture, they were sure to call him by name to identify this.
Por nombre.
This person, this being, is my God. No other.
Pero,
it's this.
Siempre a través de toda la escritura,
so it was
de mencionar su nombre.
Very critical that that name absolutely be defined and identified as that eternal being.
Que ese nombre sea identificado y definido, yeah, como ese eterno, ese ser eternal.
Okay. So, and the Lord said to Moses, rise up in the morning, stand before Pharaoh and say, thus saith him. Okay.
Entonces,
the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God of the Hebrews.
Entonces le dijo el Señor a Moisés, levántate en la mañana y ponte delante de Faraón y dile, así dice el Señor Jesucristo, el Dios de los Hebreos.
Huh? Yeah.
Sí.
Let my people go,
deja
that they may serve
me.
For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart.
Porque a este tiempo yo enviaré todas las plagas.
Did you get that?
A tu
corazón. Isn't that interesting?
Es interesante.
Upon their heart.
A tu corazón.
I'm going to touch you.
Te tocaré.
Where you can be touched.
Donde
it's going to be physical.
Será más.
Your whole being is going to be affected.
Todo tu ser será afectado.
Okay, and upon thy servants.
Sobre tus siervos.
And upon thy people.
Y sobre tu pueblo.
Read it out loud with me, the next phrase. That thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth.
Léalo en alto conmigo.
Okay.
para que entiendas que no hay otro como yo en toda
so,
la tierra.
So, what is it in the heart of God?
Entonces, ¿qué hay en el corazón de Dios?
These are heathen.
Estos son escuchados.
But they're going to know.
Ellos sabrán.
Because he said, you tell them.
Porque él dice, tú
capital
dile.
L, capital O, capital R, capital D.
Que ese E-N-O-R.
Him.
Él.
Sent me.
Me envió.
And they, the heathen, have to know.
Él.
In all of their.
Tienen que saber.
A multitude of gods, whatever they have.
Los paganos tienen que saber.
None of them.
Que todas,
no matter how high they might be exalted in their minds,
no importa cuán altos ellos sean exaltados en su mente,
there's only one that has power over everything.
Solo hay uno que tiene poder
and
sobre
he's,
todo.
They have to know,
y ellos tienen que saber,
those people have to know,
ese pueblo tiene que
that
saber,
there's no other God besides this God.
Que no hay otro Dios más que
now I want you to think about this day
y quiero que piense
and what's going on now
de lo que está
aconteciendo, and that there's a tribulation coming
y hay una tribulación,
and it's all for the same purpose
y es todo para el mismo,
when they have shut out God,
donde todos tienen que
callar, blasphemed his name over and over and over
su nombre una y otra vez,
and tell me that there won't be a day when he will say, no, you will know.
No habrá un día,
I, the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is no other.
Un día sabrán de que
because
es,
he
es,
watches over that name
no hay otro.
And guards it and protects it
lo,
and glorifies it and makes sure everybody else does too. So now,
ahora,
with all of these things, are you getting to understand the prophet's position and how he never wavered from that from 47 to 65 in all of his ministry? Never changed.
El profeta nunca cambió todas las cosas que tuvo
okay.
que pasar de ese nombre del 47.
When every devil in hell is against that name.
Donde cual, todos los demonios en el infierno están en
yeah.
contra del nombre.
I told you the story.
Sí,
but this
sí,
is a pretty good example.
Es un gran ejemplo.
That a little Christian we met in a lady in South Dakota.
Conocimos a esta señorita cristiana en Dakota del Sur.
We were having dinner with Harold and Alice. I don't know if you remember that night.
Estaba
she was there.
Estaba ahí.
And she was on her knees.
Estaba en sus rodillas.
And she started lifting up her arms and praising. I said, something's terribly wrong there. I said, you got a spirit. And they all went.
Y empezó okay. a levantar sus brazos y a orar. Y dije, algo está mal en ti. Tienes un espíritu.
And she didn't want to be delivered.
Y ella no quiso ser libertada.
And she knew it.
Y ella lo sabía.
A few months later,
después,
my stepmom was doing a Bible study with several Christian ladies you knew.
Mi madrastra estaba haciendo unos estudios bíblicos con algunas hermanas.
She said, by the way, this person showed up.
Y por cierto, esta persona
by the name of,
vino por el nombre de.
And I said, oh, I just met her.
Y dije, oh,
I said, she's got problems.
Y ella tiene problemas.
She's possessed.
Está poseída.
She said, yes, she is.
Sí, ella lo está.
It was evident,
era evidente.
Even to the ladies in the Bible study. How's that?
Incluso las señoritas del estudio bíblico. ¿Cómo es eso?
So they went to her.
Entonces fueron a ella.
Can we pray for you?
¿Podemos orar por ti?
And do you know what she said?
¿Y saben qué dijo ella?
You can pray.
Pueden orar.
If you pray in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Si oran en el nombre del Padre.
No, this is a person filled with spirits. And she says, whatever you do, I forbid you to pray for me in the name of Jesus Christ.
Y dijo que cualquier cosa que tú hagas, te prohíbo de que lo hagas en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
How's that?
Ajá, ¿cómo está eso?
Yeah, pray for me in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, because it won't move me.
Ora por mí en el nombre del Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo, porque eso no me moverá.
Right?
¿Verdad?
You can pray for me all day long there.
Pueden orar por mí todo
el día. And I'll just stay right here.
Y yo me quedaré aquí.
Think of that, brothers and sisters.
Piense al respecto, hermanos.
Do you know how critical it is what has been done for you by grace in this last day?
¿Sabe cuán crítico ha sido hecho por usted? Por gracia en este día.
Amazing, isn't it?
Sorprendente, ¿no es así?
Yeah.
Sí.
Well, you heard of the prophet in Germany, didn't you?
Oh, escucharon al profeta
the
en Alemania, ¿no es así?
Spiritualists raising the table up.
Espíritus mm-hmm. levantando la mesa.
In the name of the Holy Catholic Church. I command you to come down.
En el nombre de la Iglesia Santa Católica.
Right.
Ordeno que bajes.
In the name of the Mother Mary.
En nombre de la Madre María.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
En el nombre del Padre, Hijo y Espíritu
Santo.
And
it just stayed there.
Y se quedó ahí.
And then he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y cuando dijo, en el nombre del Señor
and it
Jesucristo.
Came crashing down.
Y se desbarató, cayó.
Tell me. Dime. Do you understand? I'm praying all the time. Oh, God, wake us up. And I think he's starting to.
Y es
the favor,
orando.
The grace, the love.
Y le digo,
of
Señor,
God
to
you,
su gracia, su
there is no other name given among men whereby men must be saved.
No hay otro nombre dado a los hombres cual sean salvos.
Everything you do,
todo lo que
do it in the name of Jesus.
Hazlo en el nombre de Jesús.
And if the some spirit's leading you to do something and you can't do it in the name of Jesus, don't do it. Right? Like Brother Branham said, I can't play cards in the name of Jesus, so
como
leave it alone. Right?
No puedo poner las
right?
cartas en el nombre del Señor Jesús.
Yeah.
Entonces,
whatever you do,
cualquier
do
cosa
it in
que
his
haga,
name.
Hágalo en su nombre.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we continue on this verse. Okay, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth.
Que ustedes sepan de que no hay nadie como yo en la tierra.
Okay, for I will stretch out my hand.
Porque yo extenderé mi mano.
That I might smite thee and thy people with pestilence.
Que te derribaré a ti con pestilencia.
And thou shalt be cut off from the earth.
Y que serás cortado de la tierra.
Man, can you imagine standing before a Pharaoh and saying that?
Podrías poner pensar estar delante del faraón y decir
he knew where he was standing.
Donde él estaba parado.
And he knew whose voice he was speaking.
Y él supo la voz que estaba hablando.
And who was speaking through him.
Y estaba hablando a través de él.
Okay, and in very deed for this cause I have raised thee up.
Por ahora, yo por esta causa te he puesto.
For to show thee my power.
Para mostrar en ti
and
poder.
Read the last out loud phrase out loud with me, please.
Alto conmigo.
And that my name may be declared through all the earth.
Y para que mi nombre sea anunciado en toda la
is his name important to him?
Es su nombre importante para
is it critically important to him?
Es críticamente importante
and does he want his name declared in praise and honor and glory throughout all of the earth?
Y quiere que sea declarado y adorado por
so to you, Bride of Jesus Christ, how precious is that name? When it's precious to you, it's because it's precious to him. And he gave it to you to be precious in your heart. And that's a gift. And that is grace. Are you with me? All right, let's go to Malachi. I think you all know where that is, don't you?
Creo que todos saben dónde está, ¿verdad?
Chapter 2.
Capítulo 2.
Okay. Let's yeah. read 1 through 5.
Leamos del 1 al 5.
The terrible state of Israel.
El estado terrible
yeah.
de Israel.
Remember they had forgotten.
¿Recuerden que
isn't it amazing? Yeah, look at chapter 1. I have loved you, and yet you say, where did you really? Where has you loved us? Can you imagine?
Mira, él te ha amado.
How sad.
Cuán triste.
That they could get to that spot.
Que te lleve hasta ese lugar.
But look at where America has fallen from.
Pero mira hasta dónde ha caído América.
You know, again.
Y nuevamente.
Look at all of the scriptures that are written around Washington, D.C.
Mira todas las escrituras que están alrededor de Washington D.C.
My goodness, I just think how could it? Well, it has to be fulfilled. Okay.
Bueno, es que tiene que ser.
Malachi 2.
Malaquías 2.
Verse 1. And now ye priests.
Y ahora ustedes sacerdotes.
This commandment is for you.
Esto es para vosotros.
If you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart.
Si no oyeres, si no decidís de corazón.
To give what?
Dar qué.
Tune to my name.
Gloria a mi nombre.
And how do you give glory unto your name?
¿Y cómo dar gloria a su nombre?
Your obedience to his word.
Obediencia a su palabra.
So your obedience to him brings glory to his name.
Entonces tu obediencia hacia él trae gloria a su nombre.
Excuse me, Brother Derek. That's exactly right.
Tu obediencia hacia él manifiesta su gloria en tu vida.
Yeah. Okay,
Bien.
So you're disobedient.
Entonces, tu desobediencia.
Come on.
Vamos.
We'll read it right here. It's pretty alarming here, okay?
Lo leeremos aquí. Es muy
if you will lay it to heart to if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, saith the Lord, I will do what? And I will do what?
Si no decidís dar gloria de a mi corazón, de corazón,
okay,
a mi nombre,
look at the denominations.
Enviaré maldición sobre vosotros.
Look at what they have done.
Mira lo que han
look at what they have done to the name of the Lord Jesus
mira
Christ.
Lo que han hecho en el nombre de
look at what they have Jesus substituted.
¿Cómo lo han sustituido?
Look at that's okay, Father, Son. It's no big deal.
Okay, es padre, hijo, no es
and how many times did you hear the prophet screaming, it is?
¿Y cuántas
it is.
Veces he escuchado
it's
eso?
Very important. No, it's not very important. It's critical.
Es importante, lo es.
Okay.
No es crítico.
Isn't that amazing?
Eso es sorprendente.
So he will turn your blessing into a curse.
Entonces, él tornará tu bendición.
Oh, look at what we did. Look at how many we baptized.
Mira cuántos hemos bautizado.
What did you baptize them in?
¿Cuántos has bautizado?
Uh-huh. And what happens? They're not baptized.
Ellos no están.
Can you imagine entering that day before the Lord?
Pues en
I think I'm okay. And he says, no, you're not.
Entrar ante el Señor y decir,
I've been baptized. I was baptized as an infant.
No, no lo estás. Has sido bautizado como un niño.
I was sprinkled. My parents did this in faith. Don't you honor that?
Mi padre hizo esto en fe. No,
and he says, I honor my word.
Yo, y él dirá, yo honro
right?
mi palabra.
Are you getting the sense of what his name means to him? And because of that, what it means to us?
Este nombre significa para él.
I wanted to read that again. That's critical.
Y quiero que lean.
Start again. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you.
Ahora ustedes, sacerdotes, este
if you will not hear,
si no oyeréis,
and if you will not lay it to heart
y si no decidís de corazón,
to give glory to my name,
dar gloria a mi nombre,
saith the Lord of hosts,
ha dicho Jehová de los ejércitos,
I will send a curse upon you,
enviaré maldición
and I will curse your blessings.
Y maldeciré sus bendiciones.
Yea, I have cursed them already
y aún las he maldecido
because you do not lay it to heart.
Porque no os habéis decidido de corazón.
Now look at this.
Ahora mire esto.
Behold,
he aquí.
I will corrupt your seed.
Yo os dañaré la sementera.
And do what?
¿Y haré qué?
Even the dung of your solemn feast.
Y os echaré el rostro, el al rostro del estiércol.
And one shall take you away with it.
Y tomarás.
And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts.
Y sabréis que yo os envié este mandamiento para que fuese mi pacto con Leví, ha dicho Jehová a los ejércitos.
My covenant was with him of life
mi pacto con él
and
fue de
peace,
y de paz.
And I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he hath feared me and was afraid before my name. He had reverence and respect and awe before the name of God.
Las cuales cosas yo le di para que me temiera y tuvo temor de mí y delante de mi nombre estuvo humillado. Entonces tuvo temor, reverencia ante él.
Isn't that interesting, huh? I'm going to ask you a question. What did he say?
¿Qué dijo él?
You'll be taken away with it. You'll be cursed. I want you to go here because this just reminded me. Isaiah.
Que habían sido maldecidos.
Chapter 1.
Vayamos a Isaías.
I keep looking at this. I'll never forget.
Continúo viendo esto y nunca lo olvidaré.
This is this country.
Esta es este
this
país.
Is now. This is the state.
Esta es ahora, es este
because
día.
Of the disobedience and disrespect and disregard of God.
A causa de la desobediencia de y respeto y desecho a Dios.
Okay. Verse 5. Now, again, the first phrase we know very well from other scriptures, when God sends a drought or a famine, he does that for a purpose that somehow maybe their hardship would turn to God and say, oh God, help. Oh God, I'm sorry. All through the book of Judges you see this, right?
Siempre que vemos que Dios manda una sequía o una hambruna, vemos es para que se corrijan. Lo vemos en el libro de Jueces. ¿No es así?
And God came on the scene and brought them help.
Y les trajo ayuda.
And then a few years later they forgot. They went right back. Okay? Okay, so it starts out, why should you be stricken anymore?
Y empieza,
chapter 1, verse
5. ¿Por qué querréis ser castigados aún?
Okay, you will revolt. All you're going to do is revolt more and more.
¿Todavía os rebelaréis?
The whole land is sick.
Toda cabeza está enferma.
Oh, excuse me, the whole head is sick.
Toda cabeza está
enferma. And the whole heart is faint.
Y todo corazón es doliente.
From the sole of the foot to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores.
Desde la planta del pie hasta la cabeza, no hay en él cosa sana, sino herida, hinchazón y podrida llaga.
And they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment.
No están curadas, ni vendadas, ni suavizadas con aceite.
Read verse 7.
Lea el verso 7.
Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers.
Su país, su tierra está destruida. Huh? Vuestras ciudades.
Isn't that incredible?
Vuestra tierra delante de vosotros comidas por extranjeros.
Don't you see this all around us?
Como asolamiento de extranjeros. ¿No ve que todo eso está alrededor nuestro?
Excuse me, Brother Greg. It's totally.
Es paralelo a Israel, totalmente.
Yeah, you disrespect my name. The only time they use his name is when they curse it. Use it for cursing. You think that's not going to turn around and curse them instead?
La única forma que ellos lo usan es para maldecir.
Okay. Now, Ezekiel is very, very interesting.
Ahora,
and we don't go there very often, but there's so much wonderful things in the book of Ezekiel. Besides end time prophecy, Ezekiel was a priest at the end of Israel before they're taken into. So go to Ezekiel first chapter. I'm sorry, 20. Okay.
Vayamos a Ezequiel capítulo 20.
And we're going to read portions of this, verse 5 to 9.
Y leeremos porciones ahí del verso 5 al.
Okay. But in chapter 20 alone,
pero en el
what we're going to be read is repeated at least 3 more times, just in that one chapter, okay?
Lo leeremos ahí.
So here's a little bit of history.
Aquí hay un poco de historia.
Okay. Chapter 20, verse 5.
Capítulo 20, verso 5.
No, this way. After Jeremiah.
Después de Jeremías.
Isaiah, Jeremiah. Keep going. Ezekiel. There you go. Chapter 20.
Capítulo 20.
Verse 5.
Verso 5.
Okay. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord,
y diles así, así ha dicho el Señor,
in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up mine head,
el día
hand,
que,
unto the seed of the house of Jacob.
El día que escogí a Israel y que alcé mi mano para jurar a la descendencia de la casa de Jacob.
And made myself known unto them.
Cuando me di a conocer a ellos.
In the land of Egypt.
En la tierra de Egipto.
When I lifted up mine hand unto them.
Cuando alcé mi mano.
So his actions declare his name, saying, I am YHWH, I am, here's my name, I am this, I'm specifically one person.
Sus acciones
identified. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Y les fue diciendo, yo soy YHWH.
I am not God. I am Jehovah God. Identified God. Okay? I'm not just the force. Or something out there like they do now. They have no name, right? Look at what they've done. Okay?
La fuerza.
Because when you put a name, you have to put a word.
Donde pones un nombre, tienes que poner una
and
palabra.
When you put a name and connect a name with a word,
donde pones un nombre,
okay, it condemns them.
Y lo condensa.
And they can't stand the condemnation.
Y no pueden, soportar la condenación.
Okay, so here we are. History of Israel.
La historia de
Israel. Okay, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God.
Para decir, yo, cuando levanté mi mano para decir, yo soy el Señor tu Dios.
In the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them.
Cuando juré mi mano y le juré diciendo.
to bring them forth, okay, of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them.
Jurando así que los sacaría de la tierra de Egipto a la tierra que les había provisto.
Flowing with milk and honey.
Que fluye con leche y miel.
Which is the glory of all the lands.
La cual es la gloria, la cual es la más hermosa.
Then I said unto them,
entonces les dije,
cast ye away every man the abomination of his eyes.
Cada uno echa de sí las abominaciones delante de sus ojos.
Defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt.
Y no os contaminéis con los ídolos de Egipto.
Because I am the Lord Jesus Christ your God.
Porque yo soy el Señor Jesucristo, su
Dios. But they rebelled against me.
Pero se rebelaron contra mí.
Okay. And would not hearken unto me.
Y no me escucharon obedecer.
And they did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes.
No echó de sí cada uno las abominaciones delante de sus ojos.
Neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt.
Ni dejaron los ídolos de Egipto.
Then I said,
entonces dije,
I will pour my fury upon them.
Que derramaría mi ira sobre ellos.
To accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt.
Para cumplir mi enojo en ellos en medio de la tierra de Egipto.
Is there not an omega to this? Is it not going on now?
No,
is this
aquí?
Not right before us? Are we
nosotros?
Not going in towards the tribulation period?
No estamos yendo a la
towards judgment?
Hacia el juicio. Huh? Sí.
Okay, read the phrase out loud with me. But I wrought for my name's sake.
Con yeah. todo, a causa de mi nombre.
Okay, I did this for my name's sake.
Yo hice esto.
I did this. Okay, everything that I did to Egypt. Their blessings, their cursings. I did this for the exaltation, for the protection, for the glory of my name.
Para la exaltación, la gloria de mi nombre.
Now look around you.
Ahora mira alrededor
and see if what he is not doing that his name will be glorified.
Y mira que él no está haciendo para que su nombre.
But for now, it can only be glorified and will be glorified in the ones that hold it.
En el que una vez lo retuvo,
and have a revelation of it.
Y tiene la revelación de ello.
And that's the bride of Jesus Christ.
Y esa es la novia de Jesucristo.
Okay?
Bien.
Let me read it again. Read it out loud. But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be what? Where? Among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known to them. Do you think he's not going to do the same thing today?
Que él no hará la misma cosa hoy?
When he sees his name polluted, does he not bring judgment? Huh? And does not judgment come on those who refuse his name?
Y el juicio
in the book of Revelation,
aquellos que rechazan su nombre en el libro de
when they do everything in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost,
cuando hacen todo en el nombre del Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo,
and judgment is coming down,
y el juicio está descendiendo.
Hailstones that weigh how much? 100-pound hailstones, can you imagine? Huh?
Peñascos descenderán con cientos de libras.
Because they have polluted his name.
Porque han contaminado su nombre.
And tell me that doesn't mean.
Y dígame que eso no significa.
And how precious it is to us who revere that name and love that name and adore that name. Because I'll tell you what, he watches over his name and he hears who pollutes it. Uh-huh. And he's going to come a time my name will not be polluted anymore.
Se lo contaminan y vendrá un tiempo en el cual ya no lo contaminarán más.
Do you not think for one instant he hears everyone that his time, his name is polluted? Exodus, Ezekiel, let's go to chapter 36.
Vayamos al capítulo 36.
Just a few and I'll try to get done here.
Ezequiel 36.
Here we're getting into the prophecies of Gog and Magog and the end times, but this is just for the purpose of this study. 16 to 23. Ezekiel 36, verse 16.
Ezequiel 36, del 16 al 23.
35, 36.
Isn't
it? Yeah. Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. Verse 16. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land,
vino a mí mi palabra de Jehová diciendo, Hijo de hombre, mientras la casa de Israel moraba en su tierra.
Okay. Come on, America.
Vamos,
tell
America.
Me. They defiled it by what?
La contaminó con
sus and by their own what?
Sus
okay, is that not us? Is that not America?
¿No es eso nosotros?
Is that
¿no
not
es
the whole
America?
World right
¿no
now?
Todo el mundo justo ahora?
Their way was before me as what? Sus caminos and uncleanness of a removed woman.
Delante de mí como inmundicia de menstruosa fue su camino delante de mí.
Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it.
Y derramé mi ira sobre ellos por la sangre que derramaron sobre la tierra por sus ídolos que contaminaron.
And I scattered them among the heathen.
Y la esparcí por las naciones.
And they were dispersed through their countries.
Y fueron dispersados por las tierras.
According to their way and according to their doings.
Conforme a sus caminos y conforme a las obras de sus
pies. I judged them.
America,
you want your own way? Go do it.
¿Quiere tu propio camino? Ve, hazlo.
I say that all the time. You want your own way? Go. Do it. Do your own thing.
Sí, ve, haz tu propia cosa.
We'll see.
Verás.
You want to rebel against the Lord?
¿Te
go ahead.
Rebelar en contra de
do
Dios?
What you want to do.
Ve, haz lo que quieras hacer.
You'll find out someday.
Encontrarás algún día.
What is true.
Lo que
and
real.
You will find out someday what is real.
Y encontrarás algún día lo que es real.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Muy bien.
Where did I leave? I scattered them among the heathen.
Y los esparcí entre los paganos.
And they were dispersed through the countries.
Los, fueron dispersos entre las naciones.
Read the next phrase with me. According to their way and according to their doings. Uh-huh. I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathen, they were, whether they went. Right here. Oh, okay.
Yes.
36. 16 to 23, what verse were we on? Because I'm reading it. Huh? 19.
Y cuando llegaron las naciones a donde fueron, profanaron mi santo nombre, diciendo de ellos, estos son pueblos de Jehová y la tierra del que él ha salido.
Okay, and when they entered unto the heathen, whether they went, they profaned what they do. Profaned my what? Yeah. Are you with me?
Okay. Cuando llegaron a las naciones a donde fueron, okay. Les esparcí por las naciones y fueron dispersados por la tierra conforme a sus caminos y conforme a sus obras les juzgué. Cuando llegaron a las naciones a donde fueron, profanaron mi santo nombre.
Okay. Profaned his name.
Profanaron su nombre.
And when they said to him, these are the people of the Lord.
Cuando le dijeron a él, este es el pueblo del Señor.
And gone forth out of the land.
Y de la tierra de él han salido.
Listen to this.
Escuche.
But I had pity for what?
Pero he tenido dolor, ¿por qué?
Yeah. You think it means something to him to see people exalt his name, brothers and sisters, huh?
¿Cree que
you think it means something when he sees you love his name?
¿Qué significa algo
do you think
para él cuando tú amas su nombre?
It means something to you when you say baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and that only is the only accepted name?
¿Crees de que significa algo que sea dicho bautízate en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo y solamente significa algo?
Isn't that amazing? But I had pity for my holy name.
Es sorprendente, pero he tenido dolor al ver mi santo nombre.
Which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen.
Por profanado por la casa de Israel entre las naciones.
Therefore say unto the house of Israel.
A donde fueron. Por tanto, di a la casa de Israel.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Así ha dicho Jehová el Señor.
I do this not for your sakes, O house of Israel.
No lo hago por vosotros, O casa de Israel.
Listen, but,
si no,
read it out loud, for my holy name's sake.
Léalo en alto, por causa de mi santo nombre.
Which you have profaned among the heathens, whether you went.
El cual profanaste vosotros entre las naciones a donde habéis llegado.
Okay, read the next phrase. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord Jesus Christ, saith the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, when I shall be sanctified before their eyes. Isn't that a powerful, isn't that just incredible? Doesn't that tell you much about the heart of God and his respect for his name?
Mi grande nombre profanado entre las naciones, el cual profanasteis vosotros en medio de ellas, y sabrán las naciones que yo soy Jesucristo, Jehová el Señor, cuando sea santificado entre vosotros delante de sus
ojos. So what's my starting out? What was my topic today? What does his name mean to him?
¿Qué significa su nombre?
Yeah, Exodus chapter 39, just one verse there. I'm almost done. I just got a couple more here, brothers and sisters. 39, verse 25. Okay. What's our topic? What does his name mean to him?
¿Cuál es nuestro tema?
Yeah.
¿Qué significa su nombre para él?
Okay, therefore thus saith the Lord God.
Por tanto, así dice el Señor Dios.
25. Okay, now I will bring again the captivity of Jacob.
Ahora volveré a la cautividad de Jacob.
Chapter 39. Ezekiel 39, verse 20.
Yeah, you said Exodus.
Did I say Exodus? That's what you get for getting old. Yeah, I'm sorry. Senior moment. Okay, we're still in Ezekiel. Yeah, you with me now? 39? 25. Let's read it out loud together. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy upon their whole house of Israel and will be jealous for my holy name.
Por tanto, así ha dicho Jehová el Señor, ahora volveré la cautividad de Jacob y tendré misericordia de toda la casa de Israel y me mostraré celoso por mi santo nombre.
Okay. Tell me his name isn't important to him.
Dígame si su nombre no es importante para él.
Tell me you don't mess with it.
Dígame si no,
yeah. Tell me you don't say it doesn't matter.
Que si no importa.
Yeah. See, you needed to see these scriptures. Joel, chapter 2. Very familiar scripture. 23 to 27.
Dos. Del 23 al 27.
Joel.
Joel.
Okay, that's going to be harder to find. Just read this. Okay. There you go. Be glad, ye children of Zion.
Regocijadse, hijos de Sion.
And rejoice in the Lord your God.
Y regocíjense en el Señor su Dios.
They know who their God is.
Ellos saben quién es su
He's
Dios.
Identified. He is one being, one eternal being.
Un Dios, un
eterno. Are you with me?
Ser.
You just don't say, oh God,
no solamente diga,
like the world does. Oh, the great force. Oh, God. Right? We know who our God is and we call him by name.
Sabemos quién es nuestro Dios y le llamamos por nombre.
And when it says, rejoice in the Lord your God.
Y cuando dice, gozaos en el Señor su Dios.
For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down you the rain, the former and latter rain in the first month.
Porque Él os ha dado la lluvia temprana moderadamente, y Él hará descender sobre vosotros la lluvia temprana.
And the floor shall be full of wheat.
Y la lluvia tardía en el primer mes. Y
okay, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil.
Y las eras serán llenas de trigo y la grosura rebosa.
And I will restore unto you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, and my great army which I sent among you. Did you lose?
Y os devolveré los años que tiene la langosta comido, el saltón, la oruga y el revoltón, mi gran ejército que envié entre vosotros.
Okay. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God.
Y comeréis en abundancia y os saciaréis y alabaréis el nombre del Señor vuestro Dios.
And hath dealt wondrously with you.
Que ha hecho maravillas con vosotros.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
Y mi pueblo nunca será avergonzado.
And that was not Pentecost.
Y eso no fue Pentecost.
That was not the latter rain.
No fue la
that
llena.
Day is this day.
Día, ese día
and
es
that
este
day
día.
Is our day.
Y este día
because
es
we
día.
Only are the ones that praise the name because we know what that name is.
Porque somos los únicos que adoramos ese nombre porque sabemos que
Do you know what a treasure it is that has been revealed to you. That's my whole goal in all of these sermons. What the grace that has been brought to you at the revelation of the name of Jesus Christ, at the name of our God. the grace that has been given to you, the blessings that have been poured upon you, the power of God that has been given to you. And now we're just beginning to see parts of that and why all this is so important. Because Pentecost didn't know, they still baptized in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost back then. It's only until this day. And when the prophet brought it, what did the religious world do? They fought against it. Did they or did they not? Oh, it doesn't matter. And what did they do? They left him. And they joined their own. And they became ecumenical. And he says, don't do that. Oh, yes, as long as we love one another, we're all one. And he says, no. Remember, that was the sin of Balaam. God never forgave it. You are a separated people. I have called a people for my name's sake. Now I ask you, is this becoming more of a reality to you all the time? You're separated unto a name, brothers and sisters. Okay. Psalm 5, 11 and 12.
En el Salmo 5, el 11 y el 12.
But all, let all those that put their trust in thee, let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Psalm 5, verse 11 and 12.
Salmo 5, verso 11 y 12. Pero alégrense todos los que en ti confían y clamen siempre por ti alegría.
Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee.
Para deja que esos que aman tu nombre se deleiten en ti.
Their name, his name means something to them.
Su nombre significa algo para ellos.
They love his name.
Ellos aman su nombre.
Let them that love thy name be joyful in thee.
Aquellos que aman tu nombre se regocijen en ti.
For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor.
Porque tú, oh Señor, bendecirás a los justos con favor.
Who's righteous?
¿Quién es justo?
What made Abraham righteous?
¿Qué hizo Abraham?
His faith.
Su fe.
Okay?
Bien.
Correct or not correct? How much time did we spend on the faith of Abraham?
¿Cuánto tiempo hemos, invertido en la fe?
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no?
Okay, his righteousness is his faith.
Su justicia es su fe.
The righteousness, the revelation.
Su justicia, la revelación.
What's revealed to you?
¿Qué ha sido revelado?
The name of our God.
El nombre
You're de righteous.
Dios.
You hold that name.
Estás
reteniendo. You revere that name.
Reverencia.
You love that name.
Amas.
There's my righteous people.
Ahí está mi
and I will bless them.
Y le bendeciré.
Oh, you see the, how critical this is.
Cuán crítico esto es.
Psalm 8.
Salmo 8.
Okay. Verse 1, O Lord.
Verso 1, oh Señor.
Our Lord.
Nuestro Señor.
O J-H-W-H, our Lord. O Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord.
O Y-H-W-H.
How excellent
Señor,
is thy name
cuán
in all the earth.
Es tu nombre en toda la
this
tierra.
Is the heart of the seed of God.
Este es el corazón de la simiente de Dios.
Who was given the name of God.
A la que se le dio el nombre de Dios.
Psalm 124, verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven. Your help is in that name.
Uh-huh.
What you have access to by revelation and faith that others don't. John 17:26. This is why this is so critical. And what follows because a name has been given to us.
Porque esto es nombre que nos ha sido dado.
And I have declared unto them thy name.
Y les he dado a conocer tu nombre.
Do you realize that happened in this day?
¿Se dan cuenta que esto ha pasado en este día?
Do you know that name was lost?
¿Sabían que ese nombre había sido perdido?
Okay, second church age.
La segunda edad del
third church age.
La tercera,
fourth church age.
La cuarta,
fifth church age.
La quinta,
sixth church age.
La sexta.
Finally restored in this last.
Y finalmente restaurado.
And finally the scriptures fulfilled. And it has been declared, and God declared his name, I have declared unto them thy name. The next phrase is for you in this day, I will declare it.
Es para ti, para
and now that's been past tense to us.
La declararé, y esa es, oración pasada.
That the love wherein thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them.
Que el amor con que me has amado esté en ellos.
I want you to go home. I want you to take that verse. I want you to get on your knees with your Bible. I want you to meditate on that verse. Okay? And how profound and how powerful that name declared to you brings the love of God. Not just a love of God, the same love of God that he had towards his son, he has towards his sons. And that is so critical for you in this day to be raptured out of here. Because his name was declared to you, and the same love that the Father had to Jesus is to his other sons. Do you see it? Is this critical? What does his name mean to him? Okay, 2 Thessalonians. This is the last one, and then musicians, you can come as soon as we're done with this one. And we're going to read verse 3.
Verso 3,
to 12.
Al 12.
And here's where we're closing. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1.
Capítulo
1. Okay. You got it there, bud?
Yeah.
There, okay. All right, verse 3.
Verso 3.
Okay, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren.
Siempre debemos de dar gracias a Dios por vosotros, hermanos.
As it is fit, as meet.
Como es encontrar.
Okay, because your faith grows exceedingly.
Porque vuestra fe crece en sobremanera.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it?
Bueno, déjame preguntar, ¿así es? ¿Es así?
Okay, does this fit you?
Esto.
Is your faith growing exceedingly?
¿Se acopla contigo?
Come on.
¿Acaso tu fe está creciendo excesivamente?
And the charity
y la caridad
of every one of you all towards each other abounds. Is that happening? Then this scripture is for you. Okay?
Y la caridad de cada uno de vosotros, el uno hacia el otro, abunda.
So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God.
Para que nosotros mismos nos gloriamos en vosotros en las iglesias de Dios.
For your patience.
Por vuestra paciencia.
And faith.
Y fe.
And all your persecutions
en todas sus persecuciones
and tribulations
y tribulaciones
that you endure.
Que soportáis.
Hey, it sounds like you have to be tried like Abraham was tried.
Esto suena como que tú también debes ser
probado, like Jesus was tried
o como Jesús
and became obedient
y vino a ser
unto death.
Hasta la
wherefore God has highly exalted him.
Por causa de ello, Dios lo ha exaltado.
Abraham, because you have done this,
Abraham, por causa
your
de
seed shall be as the stars of the sky. You shall possess the enemy's gates. Here, church, you have a revelation. You have love. It's growing in you. And it comes along with persecutions and trials.
Yeah.
Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
Una demostración del juicio de Dios.
That you may can read it out loud. That ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you suffer.
Tenidos por dignos del reino de Dios por el cual asimismo padecéis.
Kingdom people.
Gente del reino.
You think you're going to be there without any kind of suffering for it?
¿Crees que tú estarás ahí sin ningún tipo de sufrimiento?
Seeing it as a righteous thing with God. To recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Oh yeah.
Porque es justo delante de Dios pagar con tribulaciones a los que os atribulan.
Okay. It's a righteous thing with God.
¿Cuál es la cosa? Ahí está la
to trouble those that trouble you. You remember that?
Tribular a aquellos que te atribulan.
And do you who are troubled.
Y a vosotros que os sois atribulados.
Rest with us.
daros reposo con nosotros.
When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels,
cuando se manifieste el Señor Jesús desde el cielo con los ángeles de su poder,
in flaming fire,
en llama de fuego,
taking vengeance on them that know not God,
para dar retribución a los que no conocieron a Dios,
and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ,
ni obedecen el evangelio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
And that has already started.
Ya empezado,
because the judge is here, he's here,
aquí.
He is judge. An indictment has been issued, has it not? Yeah, okay. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord,
los cuales sufrirán pena de eterna perdición,
and from the glory of his power.
Excluidos de la presencia del Señor y de la gloria de su poder.
When he shall become to be glorified in his saints.
Cuando venga en aquel día para ser glorificado en sus santos.
That's you.
Eso es tú.
He's coming. Excuse me, to be glorified in you.
Y será glorificado en ti.
And to be admired in all them that believe.
Y será admirado en todos los que creyeron.
Because our testimony among you was believed in that day.
Porque nuestro testimonio ha sido creído entre vosotros.
I would like you to read the rest with me out loud. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, to fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Por lo cual, asimismo oramos siempre por vosotros, para que nuestro Dios os tenga por dignos de su llamamiento y cumpla todo propósito de bondad y de toda obra de fe con su poder, para que el nombre del Señor Jesucristo sea glorificado en vosotros, vosotros en él, por la gracia de nuestro Dios.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Déjame preguntar.
How is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ glorified in somebody that doesn't even believe in it?
¿Cómo es el nombre del Señor Jesucristo glorificado en alguien que ni siquiera cree en él?
That's baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Que es bautizado en el nombre del Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo.
Do you see how critical this is?
¿Ves cuán crítico es esto?
What was our topic today?
¿Cuál es nuestro tema?
What does his name mean to him?
¿Qué significa su nombre?
And finally he will have a people.
Finalmente él tendrá un
and
pueblo.
He says, see my people.
Y dirá, huh? Ven a mi pueblo.
My name,
mi nombre,
is glorified,
es glorificado
in them.
En él.
My name,
mi nombre,
is glorified,
es glorificado
in them.
En ellos.
Musicians, would you come?
Músicos, ¿podrían venir?
I'm glad the Lord corrected me.
Estoy contento de que el Señor
to bring this aspect of it, because it sure wouldn't be complete unless we saw this side too. We saw the blessings.
Vemos las bendiciones.
What that name, but we need to know how important that name is to him. His own name is. And that there is a people that glorify it. And a people in whom his name will not be polluted.
Mm-hmm.
How perfect. Would you stand with me, please? Let's sing. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be. Let me just stop a minute. Do you know how many millions of worshipers are that sing that song in praise services and don't even know what his name is? Huh? Or care? Or say it doesn't matter? Listen. When you can sing that, because you sing it by revelation, because you love that name, and that name is glorified in you, then there's something special. There's something between you and God, and there's a blessing and a surrounding of his presence to you that brings all the power of his word to be fulfilled there right in you. Let's sing it again, but let's sing it with revelation in our hearts. I sing praises to to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Okay, we know what that name, and Jesus is your name. Oh Lord, Jesus is your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be.
Life and not understanding. I once was like that too. That's how precious this message is for us, Lord, to understand the great revelation, the great restoration that you've done to your bride. And many others don't really understand. They just don't understand how precious it is. It's all confusion out there, Lord. They even pray to saints, Lord. And that's what the devil is doing, just drawing people away from your name. But we give you thanks because of your name, Lord. We are gathered here singing praises, Lord. We believe in your word. We believe in your revelation, Lord. And we know, Lord, that at your name, no demon can stand, Lord. We're trusting in you, Lord. And we know, Lord, we believe that anybody can be healed when it's healing, Lord. You are the mighty doctor, the healer, Lord. Even though we have feel pains, it doesn't mean anything, Lord. We know that you're working, you're providing. You're keeping your church safe.
Thank you, Lord.
In this age of confusion, where people are just manifesting, Lord, what's in their hearts, we just want to be drawer near to you, Lord. Just be like you, at your image, at your likeness, Lord. Help us, Lord, to hear that still voice, the Holy Spirit speaking to us throughout the week. We just need you more and more desperately, because this world is just rushing. We need just to stop, Lord, and meditate in your word, see what's going on, where we're at, and how you are working in our lives, Lord. In everything we do, you be glorified, Lord. If it doesn't glorify you, work in us, Lord. Help us to understand that that's not what you really want of us. Help us, Lord, to be that quickened church that you want to see in this time. That truly loving church, Lord. Bless the children, Lord. Bless them more in this month, Lord, more and more. Keep them safe, Lord, from the evil and confusion. Protect the schools, Lord. Children of the hospitals, Lord. Because we know that the evil one just comes after the children. He just works on their minds, Lord. But protect them. Help the grown-ups, Lord, to guide them on the right path, Lord. Bless this nation, Lord. We know, Lord, that its condition might not be the best, Lord, but we're trusting in you, that you're still working in people's hearts. There's many confusion, desperation, anxiety going around. But may your name be glorified, just for your name's sake, Lord. Work once more. Do it again, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
I just felt led. I think these scriptures are pretty critical for us to understand. And again, this is just a skeleton. I'd like to send, I think you need to go over them for your own sake. You need them. I can send these notes. Would you raise your hand if you'd like a copy? I can actually put it on Grace Ministries then, and I just didn't want you to think I'm glorifying myself or something, but this word, he wanted this. He wanted this today. And he wanted this in your hearts. He wanted you to see. You don't play around with that name. You don't argue in it, but it has to be revealed. And we love him because he's been revealed to us. This isn't all of them by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a core that'll give you the reality of that name. And that name is to be glorified in you. Aren't you thankful? Through all the tribulations and everything that you go through, you have to be tried just like Abraham, even though it was a covenant of grace to him. You have to be tried like our Lord Jesus, who learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Even though the name was given to him before he was even born, God watched over that obedient son and saw his life. He says now he's got that name forever. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God bless you.